The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hey everyone, this is Jamie Petronis, the creator and lead of The Cellar Letters, a found audio horror podcast about a young man that moves to Maine with his trusty dog Bella to search for his missing girlfriend. This is episode 60, Connection, part 2. Just remember, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Thank you so much for listening.
Rusty Quill presents.
The job market isn't changing. It's already changed. New technologies are creating new jobs and eliminating others. How can you prepare for this new world of work? With a York University School of Continuing Studies program. Our programs are developed with industry experts and enable you to upskill and reskill quickly. You'll also gain access to our career services to help pursue your ambitions. Get hired in fields like accounting, big data, cybersecurity, digital marketing, customer success management, and cloud ops. Learn more at continue.yorku.ca.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Alone, a Love Story is an award-winning audio memoir hosted by me, Michelle Parisi. I take you along on my winding journey from lust to heartbreak through loneliness and despair, and eventually finding the courage to face the question mark of life alone. And now, Alone, a Love Story, Season 1, is available in French and Spanish. You can find Seule, une histoire d'amour, and Sola, una historia de amor, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, this one has an address. 347 Clifton Boulevard. I really hope this actually helps. If this gets to the wrong person or persons, I apologize. I found this address on cvunseen.org. You have to be fucking kidding me. Instead of spending all that time Googling, I could have just read the literal next letter. That's really annoying. I'm not gonna lie. Whatever. I'm not gonna let it get to me. It's all good. I found this address on cvunseen.org. I've been having some experiences this past week that I cannot explain at all. Delusions, memory loss, psychosis. I'm not even sure. It could really be any combination of the three or something else entirely. I'm going to sound like I'm a genuine psychopath, but please read this entire letter. I have been with my wife for 20 years. My wife and I are both in the medical field and we do very well for ourselves. We live in a small one-bedroom house by a lake. Admittedly, it is very small, but the plan was for it always to just be the two of us, living in that small house alone. In fact, we were so positive that that is what we wanted, I got a vasectomy shortly after our marriage. Our house has grown exponentially this past weekend, and I have no rational way of explaining it. A few nights ago, I came home after a particularly stressful day at work to a wonderful dinner prepared by my wife. I believe it was filet mignon. I noticed that there was an extra plate set up at the table, so I asked if we were expecting company. She laughed at me as if I were making a joke. Shortly after that, a young boy who appeared to be in his early teens came and sat down at the table. I was confused, so I said to him, "Hello there. Who may you be?" He looked at me with this extremely puzzled look on his face and said, "Ha ha,
Very funny, Dad. I shot my wife a glance. There was no reaction at all. Not even the slightest indication that having this random young man sitting at our dinner table was strange. I didn't want to cause a scene at dinner, so I just sat there and quietly enjoyed my meal. After dinner, I saw him immediately head down the small hall towards our master bedroom. I turned to my wife and concernedly asked where he was going. She looked at me and casually said that he must be heading to his room to do his homework. I got out of my chair and headed down the hall to see where he's headed. When I got to the hall, everything seemed a little different. The hallway appeared longer, and there was another door directly across from our bedroom door. I slowly walked down the hall and made my way to the new door. I knocked and knocked until I could hear someone approaching. When the young man opened the door, he just looked into my eyes and said, "Dad? What's wrong?" I didn't know what to say, so I just said nothing. I went up to my wife to talk about whatever the hell is going on, but when I went to talk to her about it, I couldn't say anything. I knew what I wanted to say. I wanted to pull her aside and say, "What the hell is going on? Who is that? He keeps calling me Dad. We need to get out of here." But none of those words came out. So I just offered to do the dishes, clean up a little bit, and then meet her in bed. After the panic and confusion began to subside, I turned off the lights and went down my hall to the bedroom. The hall that within a span of 10-hour workday somehow managed to extend and spawn an extra bedroom. Thinking on that really made the panic set in. But I was incapable of uttering any words about the situation. So what could I do other than go to bed and then wake up and go to work in the morning? When I woke up and headed into the kitchen to grab some coffee to get my morning started, I was startled to hear someone in the room say, "Good morning, Dad. Did you sleep well?" I whipped my head around to see someone sitting at the kitchen table with a knowing grin. But it wasn't the same person that I saw last night. It was a young woman that I'd never before seen in my life. I turned around to see my wife and the person from last night. "Good morning, sweetheart. I made some breakfast for you and the kids. Please, grab something to eat before heading to work." Kids? Plural? 24 hours ago, we lived alone in this small house. I don't have any kids. I just said no thank you and walked back down the hall to my bedroom. The hall was longer than it was before. Longer than it was last night. I can't begin to even explain it, but there was another new door on the opposite side of the hall. I grabbed my things and rushed to the door. I tried not to look at the strangers as I passed them in the kitchen. When I got outside, I immediately began walking around the perimeter of the house. I made my way to the back of the house towards my bedroom and where that hall should be. And there was nothing. The outside of the house has not changed at all since the previous morning. If what I saw there is to be believed, those new doors inside would lead to nowhere. I hustled to my car and made my way to work. It was nearly impossible to focus at all that day. I just couldn't get the shock and confusion out of my head. Who are these people? And why is my wife acting like they've been there the whole time? Like they're her own children. I somehow managed to make it through the rest of the workday without having a sort of mental breakdown. I got to my house that night, opened the front door, and was greeted by a much larger table in the dining room. What used to be a small table for intimate meals between a husband and his wife is now a large round table with place settings for 5 people. I didn't eat dinner that night. I excused myself and made my way down the growing hallway to my bedroom. There's a third extra door now. A third child appearing out of thin air. When my wife came into bed, I didn't even bother asking any questions. What was the point? She clearly is okay with this and doesn't see that there's anything wrong at all. I just laid there staring at the ceiling until I passed out. That morning, I woke up to an empty bed. Where was my wife? Did they do something to her? I ran to the kitchen to see a much bigger table than the one I saw last night. There were now 5 young strangers sitting in my kitchen. "Where the hell is my wife?" I said to them, rage and anger coursing through my veins. "Oh, Mom went grocery shopping. She always goes Saturday morning." They were right. I forgot that it was Saturday morning. She always likes to go shopping early to beat the mad rush. I wanted to leave. I couldn't be in there with these people anymore. I turned to walk towards the front door when I heard one of them whisper from behind me, "You know she will never believe you." I slowly turned around to face them. "Excuse me?" I said. "You know she would never believe you. She loves us." 2 others chime in. After hearing that, I turned around and ran out the door to my car. They were right. She would never believe me. I gave her a call and told her that something came up at work. I had to go away for the weekend for a last-minute conference. I went to stay with my parents. When I got there, I couldn't tell them a thing. I know my parents. They would want to have me committed if I came to them and told them what was going on. And then my mom asked me how my kids were. A week ago, I had no kids. And now my mother is asking about her grandkids that I know nothing about. What the hell is happening to me? I am writing this letter now after having just gotten home. Everything looked normal from outside. And then I opened the door. Inside the house, there was now a staircase to a second floor that didn't exist before, and should not exist now given what the house looks like from outside. I surveyed the house and counted all of the new doors. 9. There are 9 new doors in this house. The thought that there are these strangers living in my house that seemingly everybody knows and has fond memories of except for me, it's almost too much to bear. I need to know what is happening to me. Please, help me if you can. Jesus Christ. Could you imagine? Someone just appearing out of nowhere and everyone acting like it's all totally fine and they've been there the entire time? I couldn't even begin to understand how that would feel. What time is it now? John still has a few hours left at work. You know, that one long letter was enough for one day. I don't think I want to start another one right now. So I guess I'm just going to lay down here and have a good old couch nap until he gets out. Bella. Bella, come here, girl. It's cuddle time. Sorry, little buddy. Not you. You're pretty cute, but no thanks. Bye. One second. I'm coming.
Jesus, how much do you sleep?
I wasn't even sleeping. I was just resting my eyes.
Right.
So, did you bring the goods?
I'm going to assume you mean the cassette player? Yeah, I have it. It's actually the cassette player-shaped thing in my hands.
Jeez. Sorry. rough day at work?
No, it's fine. I'm fine. Sorry.
It's okay.
So, should we go get this set up somewhere, or?
Yeah, let's do that. We can listen in the living room.
Huh. So you just found this box in your basement?
Yep. It was in a cabinet that I've been in many times before. It somehow just showed up there.
So is there any order to these, or they just... So is there any order to these, or are we just grabbing them at random?
Actually, I haven't even really checked them out. Take a look. Is there any writing on them?
Huh. Okay, well, this one has a 7 on it in the corner, so it's probably safe to assume there's a 1 in here somewhere. Let me take a look. Okay, hold on. Here, number 1.
So, should we just get started?
Why not?
Okay.
Pride and choose to go to therapy. Now, please, you can start whenever you're ready.
Okay, hello. I'm Nathan.
What? Nate, what is this?
Oh, God. Where do I even begin?
I think that's my dad.
The job market isn't changing. It's already changed. New technologies are creating new jobs and eliminating others. How can you prepare for this new world of work? With a York University School of Continuing Studies program. Our programs are developed with industry experts and enable you to upskill and reskill quickly. You'll also gain access to our career services to help pursue your ambitions. Get hired in fields like accounting, big data, cybersecurity, digital marketing, customer success management, and cloud ops. Learn more at continue.yorku.ca.
The legendary blend of rock, classical, and holiday music returns. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Alone, A Love Story is an award-winning audio memoir hosted by me, Michelle Parisi. I take you along on my winding journey from lust to heartbreak through loneliness and despair and eventually finding the courage to face the question mark of life alone. And now, Alone, A Love Story Season 1 is available in French and Spanish. You can find Seule, une histoire d'amour and Sola, une historia de amor everywhere you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.